ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम 7th कैंटो 6th चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद महाराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज डिमोनियक स्कूलमेट्स वर्स 8। दुरापुरेन कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेन कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। प्लीज रिपीट। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयसा शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयाति हि। दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयस शेषं गृहेषु सक्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयातिः दुराकुरेन कामेन मोहेन च बलीयस शेषं गृहेषु तत्तस्य प्रमत्तस्यापयातिः माताजि दुरापुरेण कामेन मोहेन च बलीयस शेषं गृहेषु सक्तेषु प्रमत्तस्यापयातिः विल् सी वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् दुरापुरेण विच् इस् नेवर् फुल्फिल्ड् कामेन बै स्ट्राङ्ग् aspiration to enjoy the material world. Mohena by bewilderment. Cha also. Baliyasa which is strong and formidable. Shesham the remaining years of life. Griheshu to family life. Saktasya of one who is too attached. Pramattasya mad. Apayati wastefully pass. He indeed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during those years he cannot engage himself in devotional service. You all repeat the translation after me responsibly. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during those years he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible, even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity. Jara Vyadhi. This leaves only a few more years. But because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of the life, and then to be perfect in sense control, following the regulative principles, if one becomes a householder. From householder life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to forest and then accept sannyas. That is perfection of life. From the very beginning of the life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen in Western countries. Thus the entire duration of life of even 100 years is wasted and misused. And at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as human being in a life of tapasya, austerity and penance must certainly be embodied again in the body of, like those of cats, dogs and hawks. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsya Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, in the current context, we are discussing the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, of what he gave to his demoniac schoolmates. So, certainly it would have been great if we would have heard this from great devotees. But as a matter of fact, I was given this opportunity to speak. And although these times is book distribution marathon time, and we have very short time to discuss this, so probably by 8:30 we'll have to finish today's class. So we see in this section particularly that Prahlad Maharaj is speaking a very realized subject matter about how one should lead his life. Likewise we see in Bhagavatam many devotees or many great sages have spoken about this subject matter, but they have spoken at a very advanced stage or to a very meaningful audience. But this particular incident of Prahlad Maharaj speaking this to demoniac friends is a unique case. Prahlad Maharaj is just 5 years old, and definitely his schoolmates also would be of similar age. So the schoolmates have not done any tapasya to understand this Bhagavad philosophy. And if somebody speaks, if a small boy speaks philosophy, it looks very appealing. That's why we see that sometime back when Hiranyakashipu was giving Yamaraj's example of how Yamaraj preached to the wives of Suyagya, when Suyagya died, Yamaraj also took a form of a small boy, because when small boy speaks philosophy, it looks very pleasing. But here we see that small boy speaking philosophy to audience of small boys only, and these are these sons of other demoniac people are no way qualified to hear this Bhagavatam. Even I doubt how much they might have understood. Even at this stage, when we read Bhagavatam, I would say 5 to 10% is something what we grasp. We just theorize that 100 years, in 100 years 50 years is wasted, 20 years of our life is gone in playing and in bewilderment, and rest last 20 lives are gone in jara vyadhi, and we just do a mathematical calculation rather than realizing. So it is really doubtful that how much our friends of Prahlad Maharaj have understood this philosophy. So certainly Prahlad Maharaj speaking this philosophy is not for those demoniac friends. It is for to be recorded in Bhagavatam and for the people of Kali Yuga to hear. Because demoniac friends For childhood person, whatever you speak, it especially philosophy, he just cannot understand anything. So this is a very unique case where Prahlad Maharaj is trying to preach to his demoniac friends. Prahlad Maharaj, being a Mahajan, he could take the risk of preaching in such a negative environment, where father himself is trying to kill, where the school teachers are demoniac, where school friends are demoniac. So even at the taking of such a great risk in his life, he is trying to preach and help us in help in putting this in Bhagavatam. Now last few verses we have been hearing from Kamal Lochan Prabhu, from Devaki Nandan Prabhu and other senior devotees about how this human form of life is very rare, and how we should use this in only Krishna consciousness, and how otherwise the whole human form of life is wasted. So Prabhupada starts his purport by saying that this is the account of 100 years of life. So generally half of the life is wasted in sleeping and other bodily necessities, and first 20 years of a person's life is wasted in childhood. So he first 10 years nothing understands, and next 10 years only playing, right? And then last 20 years in invalidity, cannot do anything. And in this specifically Devaki Nandan Prabhu was speaking about 40 years of human life, 20 years of donkey's life, 20 years of dog's life, and 20 years of owl's life. So the last 20 years are like the owl's life. You cannot see anything, you cannot eat anything, because if you eat sour things you have BP, if you eat sweet things you have diabetics. You cannot walk, you cannot take care of yourself, and children will put you in a corner of the room at max, right? And now after childhood and old age is being wasted, how the remaining portion of life is wasted, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining. So he says shesham grihesu saktasya. So means remaining portion of life is wasted in attachment to family life, the in between portion, the 60 years, 40 years or whatever the calculation is. And what kind of activities a person does in grihesu life? So Prahlad Maharaj speaks about kamena. So kamena means lusty desires, either in the form of opposite sex, or in the form of wealth, in the form of property, or in the form of name, fame and ownership. And what kind of kama, what kind of lusty desires? So he qualifies with a very beautiful term called durapurena. Now Prabhupada translates that durapurena into which is never fulfilled. So this is the nature of sense gratification, that it is never fulfilled. So many times we hear this analogy that sense gratificatory tendency, the desire to enjoy sense gratification, is like fire, and the sense gratification in itself is like fuel. So the more we do sense gratification, the more one wants to do sense gratificatory tendency increases. And it goes on increasing, increasing, and a person thinks that if I fuel it, it will extinguish it. The fire will get extinguished. But then it doesn't happen. It always keeps on increasing. So the best way to get rid of this sense gratificatory tendency is to not give fuel to it. Not do sense gratification. When Prabhupada was lecturing on this, on 10th December 1975, he speaks about a story of Akbar and Birbal. Many times Prabhupada quotes Akbar and Birbal stories to give very instructive points. So once upon a time, the king asked his minister, Akbar asked his minister, that till what time a person has a sense gratificatory tendency. Till when? Is it till 40 years? Is it till 50 years? Or is it till Vanaprastha? Till what age the desire for sense gratification remains? So the minister answered that, oh my dear king, it never goes. Till the time a person is old, still he has sense gratificatory tendency. It doesn't go at all. So the king was little doubtful. He said that I don't agree with your answer. So then Birbal said that when an appropriate time comes, I will explain you how is it so. So always Akbar used to look forward that how Birbal will give answers to my questions. So one point of time this minister came across a person who is about to die. So when the minister saw that this person is about to die, he quickly rushed to the palace of king and he told, my dear king, you are now coming with me immediately. Get ready and come with your young daughter also. So then the king understood that definitely something is there. You know, he is going to give some very instructive story, a very instructive example. So he got his daughter along with him and Birbal took to the house where this old man was about to die. So when a person becomes old, the movements of limbs also gives pain. When a person is old, he cannot even lift his hand. If he lifts his hand, he has a pain. If he walks, he has a pain. He do any course of his work, he has a pain. So generally he avoids. He just lies down on a bed. So this old man also was lying down on a bed. And when first Akbar got into the room, so the minister said that, my dear old man, right now in your home, you have a king of this kingdom. Akbar has come. So he could sparsingly hear that, you know, the king has come. So generally when king comes, we do a great welcoming for him. Especially when uncalled for. Causeless mercy, the king has come. But this old man was so much into pain that neither he could get up and welcome the king, nor he could greet, you know, welcome my dear king, nor even he could fold his palms and give show respects, and neither he could open his eyelids and see the king. Even to open the eyelids at the stage of advanced old age gives a person pain. So king saw that the old man saw that my arrival has been notified to him, he didn't even open the eyes to see. Then following the king, his daughter was walking into that room. And specially the minister said that the daughter should be wearing the anklets. When a woman walks with anklets, it makes sound, chan, 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 like that. So when this old man heard that a beautiful sound of the anklets, so in his heart also the anklets started ringing. In his heart also there was chan, chan, chan. He also was feeling the joy of how I can look at a woman. And surprisingly when the daughter of the king came little closer and the sound became intense, the old man took pain to open the eyes and see the beautiful form of the king's daughter. And that time Akbar realized that whatever minister has said is true, that the desire of enjoying with opposite sex doesn't go even at the flag end of life also. So that is one of the quality of sense gratification. Now sense gratification makes a person a play doll in the hands of Maya. That it doesn't even leave a person who is incapable of enjoying senses. It's not that when sense gratification gives opportunity to a person, even if a person is incapable of enjoying senses, he falls victim. You know, he starts feeling that if at all I had senses, I would have enjoyed it. You know, I could have done it, right? The story, one more story from Bhagavatam, gives example of how a person can become so degraded when his senses can go astray. We have an example of Yayati Maharaj. So Yayati Maharaj was king, and he was doing quite good in his kingdom. He was a ruler, and he had a good number of wives from the earthly planet. He had a good number of wives. But when he saw Urvashi, he was so intoxicated by the beauty of Urvashi that he wanted to enjoy with Urvashi. But Urvashi, being the heavenly damsel, she is not much influenced by the time span of earth. So quickly Yayati Maharaj became old. So that goes to show that if a person excessively engages in sexual activity, he becomes old very quickly. But Urvashi, being resident of heavenly planet, she did not become old. And Yayati Maharaj was trying to get virya from his sons. He was trying to approach sons that, can you please give me your youth to me so that I can enjoy with Urvashi. A king, who is so reputed, is so much now behind sense gratification. His condition is in such a bad shape that he is asking his sons that, can you give me your youth so that I can enjoy with a woman? So, even in earthly planetary system, when a husband gets married to a woman, and after he sees that, a child has grown sufficiently, like 5-6 years, a person stops engaging in sense gratification, feeling that what my sons and what my sons and daughters will think about me. So he naturally has a refrain from sensual activity. But this time, Yayati, who is a king, he is asking his well-grown youth, can you give me youth so that I can enjoy a woman? So that is a condition of a person who has not controlled his senses. So that's what Prahlad Maharaj is telling. Durapurena kamena. This sense gratification is like a whip. It is slashing everyone and making a person into illusion. Sense gratification never leads to realization of absolute. Prabhupada always used to say that sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So Prabhupada also used to give one more example that if Krishna consciousness is compared to fire, so sense gratification is like putting water. We ignite fire for some time and then we do sense gratification. So all the endeavors what we have done in advancing in Krishna consciousness is nullified by sense gratification. So Prahlad Maharaj is continuing, Mohina cha baliyasa. So that is because of, again, bewilderment and the senses being strong and formidable. So formidable means one cannot deny it. A person who is not in Krishna consciousness, and when sense gratification presents an opportunity, it is next to impossible that a person says no. Only a Krishna conscious person can think of refraining the senses from sense objects. Otherwise, the whole average civilization in this material world is actually centered around sense gratification. And trying to squeeze out how much ever sense gratification is possible. Sense gratification, Bhagavatam speaks, is like achieving the achieved. You have already achieved something, and you are trying to achieve it again and again. Just like a sugar cane, when you chew initially, it gives juice. So a person thinks that if I continue achieving this sugarcane juice, I will get lot of enjoyment. But very soon the whole juice is gone. And what remains is the husk of sugarcane juice. And if you keep chewing the sugarcane even after the juice is gone, the husk will create problem. It will not give enjoyment. But an average materialistic person doesn't realize this. And he, what does he do? Shesha griheshu saktasya. So the rest of his life, he continues sticking to grahastha life. These people never get an idea that I have to give up this family life one day. And that's how when he actually dies, it becomes a very sorry situation for him. Why? Because first of all, he has not utilized his human form of life to do what is called as tapasya, which it is actually meant for. Bhagavatam, we see that Rishabdev tells to his sons, Nayam deho deho bhajam ruloke kastan kaman arhate vidbhujame tapo divyam putra kayana sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukyam tanantam. So he says, you have got this human form of life and you are at a very right age. Especially the kings of Rishabhadev, where at the time of taking away the charge of ruling this planet, which was ruled by Rishabhadev. So he says that even if you become king, don't spend life like cats and dogs, trying to squeeze out enjoyment. Especially these cats and dogs, and I have specifically seen rat. I had been to a place where I have seen a rat which was trying to eat a rotten vegetable. Especially something gets rotten, person throws it out. And that rotten vegetable, rats try to bite little by little and squeeze out the enjoyment through eating it. So this human form of life should not be wasted like that. Human form of life is meant for tapo divyam putra kayana sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukyam tunantam. So when a person does tapasya in human form of life, it is justice to it. Otherwise, the human form of life is simply waste. And after human form of life, he again glides down to animal life. So Prabhupada speaks that that eating, sleeping, sex life and fear are at the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as human being in a life of tapasya, that is austerity and penance, must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs and hogs. So therefore, this is a life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. So the sense gratification brings a person glide down to animal life. After once we enter the living entity enters the animal form of life, there is no guarantee how, when, where he will again get human form of life. So Prahlad Bharaj has been consistent in giving these teachings to his demoniac friends. So he wanted to set the mind frame from very beginning. Because from the very beginning, if the life is not on track, to set it up at the later stage of life becomes very troublesome. So Prahlad Maharaj is doing that. And Prabhupada, in the specific lecture which I was hearing, he speaks about how to come out of this situation. So especially for those who are grahasthas, so here Prabhupada writes in Bharpad that initially everyone should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari. So to enter grahastha life, one has to take training. To enter brahmachari life is not a big deal. Once you are born, you are ideally supposed to be dropped in Gurukul. So only when somebody wants to become grahastha, he has to undergo certain amount of tapasya. So even if you want to enjoy in a proper Vedic way, the tapasya is very compulsory. That's why Daksha, when he begot 10,000 sons, he sent them for doing tapasya. Because he was knowing that only when you do tapasya, you can so-called enjoy grahastha life properly. And when he saw that his attempt, Daksha's attempt got failed, and second set of sons were born, 1000 sons, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagavan ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki. So the second set of sons were also sent by Daksha for doing austerity. So grahastha life means first one should do tapasya. He should be a good brahmachari, and then only one can think of entering in grahastha life. But average modern civilization speaks about sense gratification from so young age that he never thinks about tapasya. So when if before entering grahastha life a person doesn't do tapasya, naturally he cannot come out, because the training given in brahmachari life is to how to come out. You know, Prahlad Maharaj, when he spoke to Hiranyakashipu, he first spoke about how his father should go to forest. So the brahmachari training is a training where he advances spiritually under the guidance of spiritual master, and he has a scope of how to come out. And once one enters in grahastha life, even after accepting a restricted sense gratification, he is told that he should leave that, go to vanaprastha and eventually take sannyas. So Prabhupada writes that is the perfection of life, that is to go forest and accept sannyas. So that is actually the training everyone needs, and that can be easily performed when one is in the association of devotees and practice Krishna consciousness under the guidance of superiors. So this is the entire explanation of this particular verse. Of course, more can be spoken on pramatta, how a person becomes mad, but I would like to end here because it's already 8:30. If any devotee has any comments or any questions, they can ask. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.